With me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Numbers chapter 4. By the way, I want you to hold on. By the time we get to chapter 7 in the book of Numbers, looks like we have a chapter that has 89 verses. Steel ourselves for that. Get ready for it, right? All right, Numbers chapter 4, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Take the sum of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi after their families, by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even until 50 years old, all that enter into the host to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. This shall be the service of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation about the most holy things. And when the camp setteth forward, Aaron shall come and his sons, and they shall take down the covering veil and cover the ark of the testimony with it, and shall put thereon the covering of badger skins, and shall spread over it a cloth holy of blue, and shall put in the staves thereof. And upon the table of showbread they shall spread a cloth of blue, and put thereon the dishes and the spoons and the bowls and the covers to cover withal, and the continual bread shall be thereon. And they shall spread upon them a cloth of scarlet, and cover the same with a covering of badger skins, and shall put in the staves thereof. And they shall take a cloth of blue, and cover the candlestick of the light, and his lamps, and his tongs, and his snuff dishes, and all the oil vessels thereof, wherewith they minister unto it. And they shall put it, and all the vessels thereof, within a covering of badger skins, and shall put it upon a bar. And upon the golden altar they shall spread a cloth of blue, and cover it with a covering of badger skins, and shall put to the staves thereof. And they shall take all the instruments of ministry wherewith they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of blue, and cover them with a covering of badger skins, and shall put them on a bar. Excuse me. And they shall take away the ashes from the altar, and spread a purple cloth thereon, and they shall put upon it all the vessels thereof wherewith they minister about it, even the censers, the flesh hooks, and the shovels, and the basins, all the vessels of the altar. And they shall spread upon it a covering of badger skins, and put to the staves of it. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary, and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward after that, the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it. But they shall not touch any holy thing, lest they die. These things are the burden of the sons of Kohath in the tabernacle of the congregation. And to the office of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, pertaineth the oil for the light, and the sweet incense, and the daily meat offering, and the anointing oil, and the oversight of all the tabernacle, and of all that therein is, in the sanctuary, and in the vessels thereof. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Cut ye not off the tribe of the families of the Kohathites from among the Levites. Thus do unto them, that they may live and not die, when they approach unto the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in, and appoint them every one to his service and his burden. But they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Take also the sum of the sons of Gershon throughout the houses of their fathers by their families, from 30 years old and upward until 50 years old, shalt thou number them, all that enter in to perform the service to do the work in the tabernacle of the congregation. This is the service of the families of the Gershonites, to serve and for burdens. And they shall bear the curtains of the tabernacle, and the tabernacle of the congregation, his covering, and the covering of the badger skins that is above upon it, and the hanging for the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the hangings of the court, and the hanging for the door of the gate of the court, which is by the tabernacle and by the altar round about, and their cords and all the instruments of their service, and all that is made for them, so shall they serve. At the appointment of Aaron and his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershonites in all their burdens and in all their service. And ye shall appoint unto them in charge all their burdens. This is the service of the families of the sons of Gershon in the tabernacle of the congregation. And their charge shall be under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. As for the sons of Merari, thou shalt number them after their families by the house of their fathers from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, shalt thou number them, every one that entereth into the service to do the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. And this is the charge of their burden according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, the boards of the tabernacle, and the bars thereof, and the pillars thereof, and the sockets thereof, and the pillars of the court round about, and their sockets and their pins, and their cords, with all their instruments, and with all their service, and by name shall ye reckon the instruments of the charge of their burden. This is the service of the families of the sons of Merari, according to all their service in the tabernacle of the congregation, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron the priest. And Moses and Aaron, the chief of the congregation, numbered the sons of the Kohathites after their families, after the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, every one that entereth into the service for the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and those that were numbered of them by their families were 2,750. These were they that were numbered of the families of the Kohathites, all that might do service in the tabernacle of the congregation, which Moses and Aaron did number according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And those that were numbered of the sons of Gershon throughout their families by the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, everyone that entereth into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them throughout their families by the house of their fathers were 2,630. These are they that were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, of all that might do service in the tabernacle of the congregation, whom Moses and Aaron did number according to the commandment of the Lord. And those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari throughout their families by the house of their fathers from 30 years old and upward, even unto 50 years old, every one that entereth into the service for the work in the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them after their families were 3,200. These be those that were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. All those that were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the chief of Israel numbered after their families and after the house of their fathers, from 30 years old and upward even unto 50 years old, everyone that came to do the service of the ministry and tabernacle of the burden in the tabernacle of the congregation, even those that were numbered of them, were 8,504. According to the commandment of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moses, everyone according to his service and according to his burden. Thus were they numbered of him as the Lord commanded Moses. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, so in the last chapter, we heard about the division of the labor. Now in this chapter, we hear about the men themselves who came forward. They were between 30 and 50 years of age, and they did the work of that service. So let's just give some brief details, and then we'll be done. First of all, in the service of the Kohathites, they had, can I say it this way? They had the most perilous service. You say, Pastor, where do you get that? Well, it's very interesting that the Lord tells Moses, don't cut off the Kohathites. You know what it means to cut them off, right? Don't kill them. Why would he tell Moses, don't kill them? Because if you don't instruct them rightly, and they come into the tabernacle complex too early before the priests have everything packed up so that they are able to look upon or to handle the holy things before they're covered, they will die. They had the most perilous position. of all of the Levites, because they were the ones that carried about the actual furnishings of the tabernacle itself. The ark, the altar, the laver, the table of showbread, the menorah, all of the dishes and things that pertained to those pieces of furniture, all of that. And so notice how it is set forth for us here. First of all, the priests, the sons of Aaron, they go in and they start the work of covering. And they pack everything up and get it ready to travel. Now, it's very interesting. It's just a minor detail, but it's one of those minor details in Scripture that you look on it and you say, interesting. I wonder what the Lord was teaching us here. Because you had those staves and the rings for those movable pieces of furniture. But did you notice that in the things that were too small and did not have rings or staves, that they were still to be carried on a pole between two Levites rather than one Levite carrying it by himself? Seems to me that there's a lesson there. That the burden that the Levites were to carry was a community burden. It was a burden that they worked in together, and that there was never any one point where you had one man carrying anything by himself. That the way the sons of Aaron were to bind up those things was that so they could be tied on a pole and carried with two Levites, one front and one back, carrying the menorah and those smaller items that did not have rings that were carried by more than that. Very interesting, I thought. All right, so the sons of Aaron come in first, and they cover and wrap everything just so. And don't cut the Kohathites off. Make sure that everything is covered before they come in. Theirs is the most perilous position there. And so the Kohathites come in, and they are to carry all of those furnishings. All right, well then, secondly, we have the things that are, if you will, on the interior. So after the Ark of the Covenant is removed, after the other stuff is removed from out of the tent itself, then the tent is broken down. And the second course of Levites come in, and they are to carry all of those things, the badger skins, the coverings, the veil between the first and second chambers, the veil at the front, the veil, all of the hangings that were in the court around about, that particular curtain that was the front gate, that served as the front gate, all of that came down. And then that second course of Levites carried that, Merari. And then there was the third course, Gershon. And they had the boards. They had that build-up, that fence that was around the tabernacle complex. And that was a portable thing, wasn't it? And so each board was about that wide. And it was tied together with this mortise and tenon socket arrangement that was made of brass. And so every board had a top and bottom socket that came out, and a socket on the other side, and a pin that joined them together. I was listening to a lecture this week about regulated worship by Dr. Beeke. And Dr. Beeke was talking about an old Dutch divine that he knew. He was talking to a young guy about the regulative principle, and the guy said, well, why are you so precise about the regulation of worship? And this old Dutch divine said, every pin of the Old Testament was regulated. Every pin was set up by God. Every pin was ordered by him as a statement of God's regulating his own worship. And so all of those pins were to be gathered up, and all of those sockets were gathered up. The boards were gathered up. We're going to see in subsequent chapters that all of the nobles of the nation gave to the Levites wagons to pull all the stuff that they had from place to place. But guess who didn't get any wagons? The Kohathites didn't get any wagons, that's right. Because they had to carry everything with staves upon their shoulders. That was God's command. And you remember in the days of David when they were carrying the ark on a wagon, and Uzzah, the Levite, reached out to steady the wagon and touched the Ark of the Covenant, and the Lord killed him for it. Remember? Those Kohathites, don't cut them off. Don't let them come near before things are packed up. It's very interesting, isn't it, how that took place. All right, so then, at the very end of the chapter, after all of those instructions are given, once again we have this brief reiteration, bringing all three of them together and considering them as one corpus. And there were, what was it, 8,000-something of them. 8,504 score. According to the commandment of the Lord, they were numbered by the hand of Moses, everyone, according to his service and according to his burden. And that's where I want to end up. I want to just leave you with this word burden. The word burden is masa, something that's carried. You'll remember that there was a day, finally, in Israel, when the Lord took up his place, his final resting place, in Jerusalem. That there was indeed, after that, nothing for the Levites to carry, no masa for them. But interestingly, at the establishment of David and Solomon, the Levites then came in to worship in and around the tabernacle, now temple, with its Levitical choir and orchestra, and they carried masa, they carried the song service of the Old Testament. And so they were not unemployed. You'd think, what happened to the Kohathites, the Merarites, and the Gershonites once the tabernacle was no longer movable, once it came to rest in Jerusalem? What did they do? They became those Levitical choirmen and those Levitical orchestra. They played particular instruments that were prescribed by the prophet of the Lord David. And they sang those particular songs that were prescribed by the prophet of the Lord David. And they sang with the words of David, and they played the instruments of David, and they bore up instead of bearing up the furniture of the tabernacle and its hangings and its boards. They bore up and they carried the tune, if you will. They carried the song. Thus ends the reading then of Numbers chapter 4. Let's stand and ourselves enter into that Levitical opportunity as a kingdom of priests and sing to the Lord. As we turn in our Psalters, the 103, 1 through 12. Page 219.